Chapter 4. SpaceX. In the beginning, SpaceX was small. Elon bought an old building in El Segundo on Santa Monica Bay in LA. He painted the building white and filled it with computers and big, heavy machines. The engineers worked at their desks next to the machines. This was different from other companies in the rocket industry. Other companies liked to have their engineers in one building and the machines in another one. SpaceX planned to make its own engines and then buy the body and parts for the rockets from other companies. Elon wanted to change the rocket industry. He wanted SpaceX rockets to be cheaper than any other rockets. He also wanted them to be smaller and easier to use. SpaceX soon started work on its first rocket, the Falcon 1. Elon's plan was to have the rocket ready to launch in November 2003. A lot of people were interested in SpaceX's plans. The military wanted cheaper rockets for their satellites, and scientists wanted cheaper rockets to send their experiments into space. But they did not really think that Elon's company could do it. But Elon had the money from selling PayPal, and he wanted to try. At the same time, a very sad thing happened in Elon's life. He and Justine, his wife, had a son, Nevada Alexander Musk. He was their first child, but when he was 10 weeks old, he suddenly died. Elon was very sad, but this did not stop him from working. Working helped him to forget, so he worked even harder. Elon decided that SpaceX did not need to buy rocket parts from other companies. He wanted to build the whole rocket at SpaceX. So, Elon hired engineers from big airplane companies like Boeing. And he hired a woman called Mary Beth Brown to work with him. Mary Beth Brown was a very important person at SpaceX. When Elon worked all night, Mary Beth worked all night too. She brought him his meals, and she planned for him to see his family. Her desk was a few feet in front of Elon's desk, and people had to talk to Mary Beth before they could talk to Elon. Mary Beth always knew when it was a good time for people to talk to Elon. When he did not want to talk, she did not let people see him. A lot of the engineers at SpaceX were young. Elon looked for new engineers at the best universities. Sometimes, he called the students from these universities on their phones in their rooms at university to ask them to come and work with him. They were always very excited to work for Elon and SpaceX. In the beginning, SpaceX used test sites in the Mojave Desert to test their new engines. They also tried test sites in Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California, Mississippi, and MacGregor, a small city in Texas. The engineers at SpaceX really liked the site in MacGregor. They liked it so much, they asked Elon to buy it. And he did. A young engineer called Jeremy Holman went to Texas to get the site ready. Holman worked very closely with Mueller to build two new engines, the Merlin and the Kestrel. Merlin was the Falcon 1's first engine. It lifted the rocket off the ground. Kestrel was its second engine. It took the rocket into space. When the engines were ready, the engineers tested them at the test site in McGregor. These tests took 10 days. Then the engines went back to the SpaceX building in LA. In LA, the engineers changed things and then sent the engines back to the test site. They did this again and again for many months. Sometimes, the engineers worked on the rocket's engines at the test site, too. Tom Mueller, right, gray shirt, with his SpaceX team. They all worked very hard. Often, they worked all night. There were a lot of problems, and the engineers tried again and again to solve them. Each time there was a problem, the engineers called Elon. Elon listened to the engineers and their problems, and he did not get angry with them. He knew that Mueller and the other engineers were working very hard. Sometimes, Elon went to the test site in Texas with the engineers. He wanted to work with them to help build part of his first rocket. In late 2003, work on the Merlin engine was going well. The SpaceX engineers in LA were now building other parts of the rocket, and the company had its first customer. The Department of Defense wanted to use Elon's Falcon 1 rocket to carry a small satellite into space. Elon wanted to launch the rocket in early 2004, so the engineers did not have a lot of time to finish it. They worked 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Sometimes, they stopped work at 8 p.m., and Elon asked all the engineers to play computer games with him. He was very good, and he often won the games. The launch of the Falcon 1 rocket was getting near. Elon wanted to take a prototype of the Falcon 1 to show to the press in Washington, D.C., because he wanted the public to see it. So the engineers needed to work even harder to make the prototype and the rocket at the same time. Not everybody was happy about building the prototype, but they did the extra work. The Falcon 1 rocket in the SpaceX factory in LA. They took the prototype to Washington, D.C., and the press was very excited to see it. A few weeks later, Elon explained that SpaceX had plans for a second rocket. The second rocket was called the Falcon 5 because it had 5 engines. With 5 engines, the Falcon 5 could fly to the International Space Station, ISS. Building 2 rockets, the Falcon 1 and the Falcon 5, at the same time, was a lot of work. SpaceX needed more engineers, and it needed more buildings. Elon needed people to work hard and to work quickly. When the engineers did not do their work fast enough, Elon often got very angry, and the engineers were not happy about it. Sometimes, he was a very difficult man to work for. In the fall of 2004, the Merlin engine was ready. Now, they were working hard on the other parts of the rocket. There were a lot of problems with the computer software, but in May 2005, the Falcon 1 was ready for its first launch. Elon and the engineers looked for a test site near LA to launch it, but they could not find one. So, they decided to launch the Falcon 1 from a military test site on an island in the Pacific Ocean. Kwajalein Island, Kwaj, was part of the Republic of the Marshall Islands near Hawaii. It was a good place to launch the new Falcon 1 rocket. Kwaj was very beautiful, but it was not a great place to live because the SpaceX engineers lived in military buildings. The buildings were not very comfortable, and the engineers had to live there for a long time. They had to start by building a new launch pad for the Falcon 1. Building the new launch pad took months. It was very hot on the island, and it was very hard work. The parts for the rocket arrived in Kwaj by ship. The engineers started building the rocket from the parts, but there were lots of problems, and all the engineers had to work together to solve them. But in November 2005, they were ready for Falcon 1's first launch, and Elon and Kimball flew to the island. But suddenly, there was a problem with the rocket, and they could not launch it in November. The engineers worked hard to solve the problem, and in December, they tried again. But now, there were more problems. They worked hard to solve these problems too. And on March 24th, 2006, the Falcon 1 lifted off from its launch pad. The rocket flew for 25 seconds, and everyone was excited and happy. But then, a fire suddenly started above the Merlin engine. The rocket could not fly without the engine, so it fell back to the ground. Some parts of the rocket fell into the sea. The engineers got all the parts from the water, but they could not use them again. They had to start again and build a new rocket. 1 year later, on March 21st, 2007, SpaceX launched the new Falcon 1. The first engine worked very well, and the rocket flew up into the sky. The second engine worked too, and the rocket went into space. It flew for 5 minutes, but then there was a new problem. A fire started in the second engine, and the rocket exploded. The engineers at SpaceX were not happy because they needed to start again. The engineers were also beginning to worry about money. Building rockets was very expensive. Elon had a lot of money, but did he have enough? How many more rockets could he build? SpaceX launch pad on Kwajalein Island.